This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Donald Trump is winning the evangelical vote by big numbers, but a poll from the firm The Barna Group shows there's a big split between those who regularly go to church and those who don't. Joining me now to discuss this political divide among Christians is Riggins Earle. He's a professor of ethics and theology at the Interdenominational Theological Center of the Atlanta University Center. It's good to have you, Riggins.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And Mike Griffin joins us as well. He's the public affairs representative for the Georgia Baptist Mission Board, and he also serves as senior pastor for Liberty Baptist Church in Hartwell, and he joins us via Skype. Hi there, Mike.
Hey, great to be with you all today.
Thank you. Good morning, Mike.
So,
good morning.
In Georgia, the number one reported faith is white evangelical Protestant. Number two is black Protestant. When we're talking about evangelicals politically, Riggins, are we talking about white evangelicals?
Yes, I think we're talking about both. However, a lot of blacks don't see themselves or don't give themselves that label of being even evangelical.
They don't call themselves evangelical, whereas white Protestants do.
I think it would be safe to say that, yes.
Mike, I want to play you this clip from Russell Moore with the Southern Baptist Convention. He announced in March that he has stopped calling himself an evangelical because he doesn't want to be associated with Trump supporters. Here he is speaking with NPR.
At least in the Bible Belt, someone may claim to be an evangelical who's drunk right now and who hasn't been to church since someone took him to vacation Bible school back in the 1980s. And so that's not a useful category. What's useful is finding out whether or not people are actively following Christ, whether they're church attenders, for instance.
And so this is where this poll from the Barna Group kind of steps in, because there does seem to be a divide between those who regularly attend church and those who don't. What do you make of that?
Well, when we think of Christianity in general and what evangelicalism usually is a reference to, is that somebody that, you know, that believes in the sole authority of Scripture. They believe that someone must have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ and must trust Him as a personal Lord and Savior, the exclusivity of Christ, the belief in absolute morality. But, you know, there's definitely a trend where you have people that would associate with what we would call a cultural Christianity, which, you know, would not be considered to be true biblical Christianity. That would be just people that go to church or associate from a cultural standpoint with Christianity in general. But those that are very serious about following Christ would be those that would be involved in church. You know, they would be a disciple. There would be something about their life that would be more than making a profession. You know, Jesus talked about those that profess one thing and do another. You know, he'll say one day to them, "Depart from me, I never knew you." So, you know, what people say and what they do sometimes is definitely a disconnect. I think you can see that here. And it depends on your definition of evangelical. What do you mean by that? I think it's pretty broad. And I think that's why you're seeing a large support for Trump.
Okay. So, and now I'm not an evangelical. I've never been an evangelical. So part of this is an education for me, as I assume, along with a number of our listeners. But here's the thing. Donald Trump said he is a faithful Presbyterian and member of a church in Manhattan, but the congregation that he said he's a member of released a statement saying he's not an active member. He also said, when they asked him about his religious practices, "When we go in church and I drink the little wine, which is about the only wine I drink, and I eat the little cracker, I guess that's a form of asking forgiveness." And here's another thing that he said at last year's Iowa Family Leadership Summit.
"Have you ever asked God for forgiveness?" "I'm not sure I have. I just go and try and do a better job from there. I don't think so. I think if I do something wrong, I think I just try and make it right. I don't bring God into that picture. I don't."
Riggins, "I don't bring God into that picture." How does that jibe with what we know about evangelical beliefs?
You know, and that's a, you could look at that several ways, at least two ways, I think. One is African Americans coming up in the South, at least, have, could probably hear that in one way, it sounds very sensible. One is that we have come up in a culture that where it has been cultural Christianity, and where people could go to church and be pious and all of those good things and reject you on the basis of the color of your skin or some other prejudice that they had against you, or lynch you and in Jesus' name. So that has been, I would hear that as one who has studied Southern culture and American culture as being a sobering kind of response. I think there are African Americans who are part of the very Bible Belt who would say, okay, that's not my, and they're Christians, but that's not my main concern whether you are, you know, all pious before God. My main concern is that you bring justice and fairness into a social order that leaves hundreds of thousands of people homeless, leaves them without jobs, leave them in below the poverty line because they have to work jobs that don't pay decent wages, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so let me bring this back to you then, Mike. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Riggins Earle, a professor of ethics and theology at the Interdenominational Theological Center, and Mike Griffin, senior pastor at Liberty Baptist Church in Hartwell. Let me play you a comment, Mike, from Kelly Sanderson of Villarica, Georgia. She's a Christian, does not regularly attend church.
I do not think Trump exemplifies Christian values. He's way too hateful. He likes throwing stones at people, you know, with words. He talks down to people. The whole building a wall thing only proves that he doesn't believe in making, you know, people feel loved and equal. And I really think, you know, Christianity is supposed to be about helping people. And I don't think he helps people at all. I don't think he wants to either.
I think what is confusing people, Mike, is the things that have mattered to evangelicals in the past. For example, evangelicals really went after John Kerry for flip-flopping, and that's something that Donald Trump has changed his opinion on. 62% of evangelicals support finding a way to allow unauthorized immigrants to stay in the U.S. That's kind of, I think, what's confusing people is a surprise at support for a guy that's now been married three times.
Well, if you're going to take these same moral standards and place them on Hillary Clinton, she's going to come up short as well. And here's the point we need to look at today. You start out in a Republican primary with 17 candidates, I believe, running. Okay, so that was pretty broad. Donald Trump came out talking about being anti-establishment. He wanted to shake up the system. Folks were identifying with that. They were not getting down into the weeds of everything he's ever said or done. And to be quite honest with you, working 9 years at the Capitol as a lobbyist, you wouldn't want to get in on the weeds of a lot of people that call themselves Christians and evangelicals when you get down to really how they live and what they do. I hate to say that, but there's always been those people that say one thing and do another, and I understand that's into politics. But now you're down, you're getting away from the primaries. You're down to basically what's going to end up being two choices. And so in the primary, a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, which to me, it's hard to be a Christian and not believe the Bible. It's hard to be a Christian and not be born again. But for terms of our conversation, a Bible-believing Christian, I think, would take what they believe about the character of Christ and the Scriptures in the primary and try to find the person that best matches that belief system, that biblical worldview. And then by the time you get to the primary, you may be saying, like probably some Christians, he, you know, wasn't my first choice. He's probably my last choice. But now he may be my only choice, and I think that comes down to Supreme Court.
All right. Then, Riggins, we have just like a minute and a half left, and I want to play this comment from Albert Mohler. He's president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Again, he's speaking to NPR, and he's saying maybe it's time to officially, in official counts, redefine what an evangelical is.
We have taken comfort in the fact that there have been millions and millions of us in America, and a part of that evidence has been the last several election cycles with the evangelical vote being in the millions, and now we're having to face the fact that evidently, theologically defined by commitment to core evangelical values, there aren't so many millions of us as we thought.
Is he correct there that this is a time to do a recount?
Yeah, I think it should have been done a long time ago, if you ask me. But I think he is right. Yes, I think you said we had a minute left.
Yeah. Okay, Riggins Earle. He's professor of ethics and theology at the Interdenominational Theological Center of the Atlanta University Center. And Mike Griffin is senior pastor at Liberty Baptist Church in Hartwell and public affairs representative for the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much. Joy to be on.
Thank you.